time back. Turn the clock back. It's all relative, Einstein says. I say it's not 10 and 6 seconds. 10 o'clock and 6 seconds. Or 10 seconds. Now, what would Einstein say? Well, it's that time of the year. I got to admit, I'm torn between celebrating Gray Thursday, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday. So many holidays. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know? It's deer hunting tavern tales from Mary's Hangout, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know? Is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who'll be shopping Shades of Gray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, Shades of Gray. That's the new shopping spree. Yeah, because now it's Gray Thursday, see. Before you, Black Friday is Gray Thursday, so I thought, rest of the week, why not? Keep the stores open, let's get some shopping done. Anyhow, there's some other holiday going on, too. Thanksgiving, that's what it is. Okay. That's where the pilgrims thanked Indians for working on Thursday so they could get a head start on Black Friday shopping. If they only had Cyber Monday back then, it would be different. The whole thing would be different. Our history would be different. In the non-holiday news, that isn't, deer gun season is on Wisconsin. That's where guys who'd rather spend Gray Thursday and Black Friday at deer camp because they could be home by Cyber Monday. What the heck, you know, still get the shopping in. Very good. Finally got a chance to douse themselves in all that deer urine they've been saving. In the garage. Well, what's in those bottles, dear? Yes, it is deer, as a matter of fact. You know how you get deer urine? You get it by holding your gun at a buck for an hour before you shoot him. You fill several bottles that way. I was told by an actual hunter. Told me that. So where'd you get all that deer urine then, hey? Well, I'll tell you what you do. Okay. Never mind. On the immigration front, Republicans are suing to deport Barack Obama. Hey. Speaker Boehner says that the president, President Obama, has poisoned the well they threw him in. Why would he do that? He's in the well. So they plan to shut down the government until every man, woman, and child willing to work is thrown out of the country for making the rest of us look bad. It's a little short-sighted, I think. What are the Republicans going to do with no one to do their landscaping? Anyways, the Weather Channel's Winter Storm Al Roker pummels the East Coast. Oh, she was a big one, that Roker. Oh, she slimmed down in the end there pretty good. Buffalo now is a frozen Pompeii. It's actually buried by snow. They've all been frozen. Capture them frozen in the act of shoveling, digging out their cars. So they're frozen for all time. You're yawning already. We just started. Did you not get any sleep last night? Were you up late, or is this certainly can't be a reaction to this stimulating diatribe that I've launched into? Do I need to go through it again? Did you miss anything with the yawn? It was a long yawn. Okay, I don't care. It's okay. I understand. It's not your life, you know. Okay. Adrian Peterson has been suspended for the season for some quality time with the kids. He will be coaching Pop Warner, so that's the good news. Oh, coach! It's just my luck with a fantasy league. I had Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, and Jay Cutler. Got, like, no points. I have, like, zero, zero, zero points. Okay, ask about the 54-year difference between him and his new bride. Charles Manson says if she dies, she dies. The new hydrogen-powered, we're almost through with this. I'm doing my best to get through it quickly. The new hydrogen-powered fuel cell cars, they have them now. Fuel cell cars, hydrogen-powered. They have only one drawback. They have to be refueled at science fairs. Okay, one for a science fair joke. Can't always do those. I don't know. Well, people don't laugh at science fair jokes. Okay, and then messing with the Hulk's wife could be the tipping point in the Cosby case. I think. If he's green, you know, I would say definitely stop whatever you're doing. Charles Manson's comeback actually is going a lot better than Bill Cosby's. I'd have to say that. Colorado charters its first bank for the marijuana industry, First Weed Savings and Toke. Paul Ryan will chair the House No Way by No Means Committee. And you know, they can't keep exercise in a bottle on the shelf. Okay. Think about it, and let me know what you think. Okay, GPS can find dark matter in space, but not where Highway 26 shoots off of 151. I'm just saying. Sludge shows no signs of moving through the Keystone Pipeline, hence the name Sludge. A federal judge will hear the Pledge of Allegiance suit to replace under God with under whatever. Okay. I didn't bring the suit, you know, I'm just saying this. England has put into service the world's first poo bus. Have you heard about this? A poo bus. Yeah. It's powered by passenger-generated methane gas. So no go, no go. Fortunately, the service is between Bristol and Bath because they're going to need one by the time they get there. That's actually somewhat true, that story. Some of it is. And finally, Scott Walker is under the mistaken impression he was elected president. Here in Wisconsin, President Obama must wonder what that folding chair is doing behind his desk in the Oval Office. Scott brought it. Got the beer holders on it. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much for your kind indulgence.